Our gospel lesson this morning is from John, the 14th chapter, a continuation, if you will, of what we had last week. John 14, beginning with the 8th verse. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you, the one who believes in me, will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Those who have my commandments and keep them, those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As a pre-junior high youngster in Huntington, I was forced to go to what are called cotillion classes at a local dance studio. I don't think I was ever really very excited to go to the classes, but being the dutiful child that I was, I went. And they taught us the basic things about ballroom dancing. How you were to stand, how you were to position yourself, how to grasp your partner, all very proper. We learned the foxtrot and the waltz, and they wanted us to learn and to be able to do the basics of these dances. And at the end of the classes, we had the cotillion ball. That's where we showed off all our learning for the adults who came to see us, no matter how stiff and stumbling we might have been. All that culture got me through the necessary dances of life, the high school and college proms and dances, later the occasional reception or social event where Connie and I would go and enjoy dancing. Now, it was some 15 to 20 years later that Connie and I were in Point Pleasant, and a group of friends at our church there began a square dance class. And they cajoled Connie and I into taking a series of classes to learn how to do Western square dancing. I wasn't very thrilled about the prospects of learning this kind of dancing. And I certainly was not going to travel all over the place to go to these dances. Well, as it turns out, we really enjoyed it. And we became fairly proficient and even began to travel around locally to dance. And then we even went to several international conventions. Now, some of you may have participated in square dancing, as I know it was mentioned as some of the activities that were held in this church in the past. And even if you didn't, you've probably done a do-si-do or an allemande left or right. Now, this type of dancing requires a caller. A caller who, in rhythm, would call out a move, such as the do-si-do or the allemande. And when the caller did this, the eight people in the square would do the move. Hopefully. Not always. But you hope that they would. As a result, we learned some fairly complex moves while dancing. And when the caller cried out, "Dixie Grand," or another call like, "Spin chain and exchange the gears," we knew what to do. These moves were really neat to see, and even neater to do. Eight people in the square moving as one, moving in and out, around and back. We coordinated to complete what the caller had called in the time to the music being played. But wait a minute, Jim. What does all this have to do with our scripture this morning? Well, let's talk about it. Our scripture this morning is describing what Jesus was saying on the night of the Last Supper. Jesus knows what awaits him. He is telling his most loyal friends about what is about to happen and is preparing them. Jesus, in this case, is describing the relationship between himself and Father God. And now he's introducing another member of the Godhead. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, as the New Revised Standard calls it. Another word is Counselor. Another word is Paraclete, one who stands beside you. Pick a name or a description. The Holy Spirit. Okay, Jim, but how does that play into all that dancing stuff when you're talking about it? Well, let me say this. Jesus is being as simple as he can, but is describing a most profound religious belief. He is describing how God is one, and yet God is three. That God is made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that these three are somehow distinct, and yet they are one. He's also saying that these three are in perfect relationship or communion with one another. No one is dominating the other. They're all existing in a perfect love. There's a Greek word, parakoresis, that has been used to describe this relationship. Parakoresis means to dance around. The implication here is that the three are always moving, interweaving, enveloping, and indwelling one another in a perpetual dance. Jesus is telling his disciples and us that we are being brought into this dance. That the disciples and we are to be in and a part of this dance. And this dance is love. In essence, Jesus was inviting the disciples and us to be part of this joyful dance. The interweaving of the expression, I in you and you in me and the Father in me and in you and you in the Father. It almost boggles my mind. And this description of a dance just seems to fit so well that we're all together and moving. This explanation helps me understand. It leads me to think about how that interaction is so like that square dance. How each is brought into their own part of the dance. How each of the participants has a reason for being in the dance. Not all are doing the same thing, but all are reacting to the movement of the other. So it is with the perichoresis. Each of the participants has a part that is coordinated with the other. And maybe, just maybe, the dance is more than just a do-si-do, or maybe the dance is inviting us to be a part of a mission. To be a part of calling on neighbors and friends and taking care of some of their needs. Maybe the dance is taking the time for meditation and prayer. Maybe the dance is us giving financially to meet needs within the community. We as a world are being faced right now with a lot. We have this pandemic going on. We look expectantly to what we may be able to do, to getting out of the house and be with family and friends and participating in those things which we have enjoyed for so long. Going to ball games, going to movies, restaurants, plays, any number of things, and especially church. We have done so many things in a new way. But right now, we're going to church by watching a computer or a smartphone. We have met together while sitting at home. Some of us in the kitchen, some of us in the bedroom, some wearing PJs, some wearing sweatpants. But through it all, God has been doing the dance. We are touched in our soul by some person who is dancing in the emergency room, by some person dancing while at work at the grocery store, for crying out loud. Yet another working in a nursing home, caring for a person who is unable to have visitors. And yet another, a teacher, who is coming up with some innovative ways to reach a child who has desperate needs. Yes, right now our world is faced with not. Maybe not dancing, but we see God in these actions. Richard Rohr, a Franciscan priest, wrote a book. It is entitled, The Divine Dance. In that book, Rohr describes God not as just a dancer, but perhaps the dance itself. Friends, we are called to be a part of that divine dance. When we participate, we enter into the very heart of God. We are one with Jesus. We're one with the Holy Spirit. And we're one with God. What a promise. What a joyful dance we are able to join. It's for all who believe. Want to dance? Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, God of the dance, God who dances over us with joy, we give you praise and thanks that you have given us this opportunity to be a part of your life and love. Be with us as we whirl in the dance. In the name of Jesus, we pray.